Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Burning Hearts, using scripture to draw us into a deeply intimate conversation with the Lord. Rachel asks us to consider two questions. What is God saying to us? And what are we doing about it?
Hello, friends, and welcome back to Burning Hearts with me, Rachel Herbeck. If you've been joining us this week, we're in the middle of a super fun, exciting week. We've been going through the pillars of the ministry Be Love Revolution, the pillars of our mission. If you don't know, Be Love Revolution is an outreach of Renewal Ministries, or a ministry for middle school girls, high school girls, helping them really live in the reality of the love of God, to be His, to belong to God, to be free, to be set free by Him, to be who God's creating them to be, and then to go out and be love in the world. And we've been going through each of these pillars tied to a scripture verse, and I've had the immense pleasure and honor to have a guest with me each day from the Be Love Revolution team. And so we're going to continue with that today. If you haven't listened to the first two episodes, go ahead and do that, because they build on each other. And yesterday we were in Be Free, and we're staying in Be Free. We're going to stay in Be Free for another day, because We gotta keep getting free. You know, as Morgan said yesterday, if you listened, Morgan Watson, she said, it's tough out here. It's hard out here. You know, it's hard out here trying to get free, trying to stay free in God's love. So I have the immense joy of having someone very special to me on, who works for Be Love Revolution. Faith Fosdick is here with me in the studio. What's up, Faith?
I'm so happy to be here.
Thanks for joining me. A fun tidbit is, when I was in the eighth grade and Faith was in the first grade, Faith was my first grade buddy.
Back in Huron Valley, the best days.
Which is so crazy how that works out now, because now we happen to be the same age.
I know.
So we're both 24.
The Lord aged us at the same time.
It's crazy that we're 7 years apart, but we're both 24.
We're the same age.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Yep. And in the same season.
Because I don't age. Yeah, that's how it works. Exactly. So Faith, can you share just briefly a little background about who you are, connection to Be Love Revolution, and how you know Jesus Christ?
Yeah. Amen. Absolutely. I grew up in the Ann Arbor area, was a cradle Catholic from the start, attended Huron Valley Catholic School, born and raised in that community, and then had an older sister kind of paving the way for me. And so she started going to Pine Hills Girls Camp in sixth grade when she was able to. And I remember her coming home from camp and just being different. Mm-hmm. And I remember being so excited to experience what she experienced. And I had already had a personal relationship with the Lord, I would say, growing up, just because the faith community at Huron Valley is so strong, and they really raise you in the faith, and also they talk a lot about a personal relationship with the Lord. But I kind of was just doing all the right things that I knew I was supposed to, and I don't know that I had personally met Jesus yet at this point. I just knew who God was and that God was important, and I knew everything about the faith growing up. But then I was excited to go to this camp because there was something that changed in my sister. And so when I had the opportunity to go after my sixth grade year, I remember like running up to Debbie the first day of camp and being like, I'm so excited to be here. I've been waiting my whole life for this. And this is going to be the most amazing week of my life. And I just expected that it was going to be. Like, I went into this camp as like this little sixth grade girl, just knowing that the Lord was going to do something amazing. And I think, obviously, I encountered the Lord in so many ways that week, but I just encountered the experience of what it meant to like live in freedom, like truly. Because if you've ever been to Pine Hills Girls Camp, there's girls walking around in crazy costumes, just being so free, so happy. There's no makeup worn. There's no cell phones. There's nothing. And I just remember thinking that this is what I wish everyday life could be like. And I felt like I fit in there, and I felt like that was what I was made for. And I encountered the person of Jesus that week in like a very real way, in a way I'd never experienced before. And like, he was a best friend to me, not just God, but God close to me, wanting to be on my level. And so I think that was the initial God moment in my life. And it just kept growing from there. I think my faith life has always been, I would say, stable. But I always like to define my faith walk with the Lord as like, I've had mountaintop experiences, but I've also had a lot of lows. I call them my valleys. So my mountains and my valleys, I use the Transfiguration story to talk about it, where I just want to stay on the mountain with the Lord all the time. Like, anytime I'm at camp, I feel like I'm on the mountain with the Lord. But we're not called to stay on the mountain with the Lord. We're actually called to go back down after we've seen the resurrected Jesus and the glorified Jesus, and go back down into the valleys, because you can't have mountains without valleys. The Lord has brought me into many valleys and brought me out of many valleys throughout the years. I think my biggest valley was probably attending Michigan State University as someone on fire for the Lord, and then just being surrounded by so much brokenness and worldliness at that secular university, but just always knowing that the Lord was calling me to be a light in those places, and just trusting him to use me and my brokenness to try to stay strong for the Lord through him, because the Holy Spirit was able to move in my life. I was able to keep my faith strong after 4 years at that school. But it was hard. I mean, it's really hard to walk around a secular campus as someone who loves Jesus because you dress different and you talk different and you spend your Saturday nights differently and you spend your Sundays differently.
Right.
And yeah, that was just the biggest test for me, the biggest valley where I just had to continue to choose. And that's what our faith is. Our faith is a choice. It's it's a daily choice. Freedom is a daily choice.
Yeah.
And yeah, so Michigan State was a big, big test for me. And now I'm three years post-graduation and working as an event manager part-time, and then also working for Be Love Revolution part-time, because the Lord just keeps calling me back. He wants me to be so close. And it's just been so fulfilling. But again, I feel like I'm continuing to be in these different environments where the Lord isn't necessarily the center. So in event management, it's you work in hospitality, and so you have a lot of people from a lot of different walks of life, and you're running weddings for people that the point of their marriage is not Jesus. It's just constantly having eyes of faith of where can I bring Jesus in everyday scenario. So I get, I have to go bring Jesus out in my other job, and then I get to receive Jesus a lot here in Be Love Revolution. So it's been beautiful.
That's so good. There's so many things. My mind is going to so many different places. There's so many things I don't want to touch on. But first I want you to read the verse and then that you were thinking of that was convicting you. And then I want to tie it back into your story and what you just told. So Faith is going to read
Second Corinthians, chapter 3, verse 17. Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
I love that verse so much. And actually, that's good because it confirms where I want to go in terms of your story, because there's so many amazing things that you said. But a phrase that kept coming to mind is that freedom is contagious.
Yes.
And I think it connects to what you're saying about like there's reality of it's easy to experience freedom on the mountaintop. You know, like even if you've ever physically climbed a mountain?
Yes, I have.
Yeah, and like Colorado. You're up there and you're like, yeah, and you're like, and you're just like, the air is like flowing. Like it's like this physical representation of just like freedom, you know, like I'm free, I'm up here, there's nothing holding me back, you know? And like that's how we feel emotionally when we're on these mountaintops of life. And you spoke so much about being in the valleys, but also just the valley not only being like a bad place, but just being like regular life and going into Michigan State or going into these secular events or all these different places and being like, I'm choosing freedom.
Right.
And because where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom, not just in a church building, not just when I'm with my friends that agree with me, but where the definition of where freedom resides is where God's Spirit is.
Exactly.
And then living in that is contagious. And when I think of you, I think of that phrase, freedom is contagious, that there's like a contagion there of it spreads. And so talk a little bit of how you choose that freedom for yourself, and then what that looks like in those valleys. Like, how do you live that in the everyday when it's not the mountaintops, when you're not feeling it, when you're not, and how do you spread that freedom, you know?
Yeah. I think the biggest thing, and the reason I picked this verse, is because it is completely the Holy Spirit. There is there's no freedom on my own grit. And I think sometimes I've like walked in places where I'm like, okay, freedom has to look this way. It has to look like I'm super high energy. It has to look like I just want to have a dance party because I love to have dance parties. I mean, and so at Pine Hills Camp, freedom does look that way, but Pine Hills Camp is an everyday life.
Yeah, totally.
And so everyday life is calling on the Holy Spirit and choosing not to be bound by my circumstances, by my hunger and my hunger for just worldly food. Like I'm feeling hangry right now. So I'm just not going to choose freedom in this moment. I'm going to choose to be hangry. Or it's even just like being free to like not gossip about people. and just holding my tongue. Yeah. But like, I can't do anything without the work of the Holy Spirit. And so, yeah, there's been times where I have thought that freedom looks a certain way, or that I have to look a certain way in order to look free yeah. to other people. But actually, I find the most freedom when I just invite the Holy Spirit mm-hmm. in and let him
yeah.
move me.
Yeah.
Like, let him physically move my yeah. mouth. Let him That's physically so good. Move my feet, mm-hmm. my hands, how I go into a conversation with somebody. And that is where freedom is. Mm-hmm. I mean, freedom is contagious joy. Yeah. Absolutely. But freedom is also like quiet sometimes yeah. too. Mm-hmm. It doesn't always have to be this big outward visual sign. Right. And I think a lot of people, like, I am very extroverted. I am very high energy all the time. And so I think people think that that's what makes me free, but that's not what makes mm-hmm. me free. What makes yeah. me free is the spirit
yeah,
of
totally.
The Lord
yeah.
and the way that he wants to move.
Yeah.
And it's, again, a continuous daily choice for me to just be open mm-hmm. to letting him
That's
move
really
me.
Good. Yeah. I love what you're saying, because it's pointing to a reality that freedom is an interior reality. Mm. Like, just like we talked about yesterday
yes.
with Morgan, like
yes.
freedom is like a state of being. Like, it's
right.
not like something
right.
that your circumstance
exactly.
gives you.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I think I've talked about this before. This story is coming to mind about Frederick Douglass.
Uh-oh.
Like, he was like a famous slave.
Yes.
Like, I read his autobiography a handful of years ago. And there's this amazing part where it talks about his slave master's wife was teaching him to read by reading the Bible.
Hmm.
And his slave master, like, he was still like a slave, like a literal slave.
Yeah.
And
physically.
His slave master, like, scolded the wife and took away the Bible and said to his wife, "You cannot teach him to read the Bible, because if he can read what is written in this book, he will know that he is free."
Get out.
And so it's like
yep.
this reality that
yeah.
even when he has changed, it's this
yeah.
interior that actually none of your circumstances could change. It's
Correct.
This interior state. And what I loved about the examples you gave is it's an interior state that you know the interior state is there,
mm-hmm.
not by your level of noise, but by your
right.
ability to choose virtue.
Amen.
That actually, like, your ability to choose the good
yeah.
and your, like, the removal of the obstacles in choosing the good, that the more easily we choose the good,
yeah.
we create habits by which we do virtue as a process of life.
Mm-hmm.
And then that's what freedom is.
Yeah.
You know, that
yeah.
my heart and my soul,
yeah.
my interior life is habitually organized towards choosing what is good and what is right.
Right.
And
Amen.
Then that begins to flow to me. And that's freedom. It's
yeah.
not like
yeah.
and we see it externally.
Absolutely.
Because of what
that's,
it does to
right,
us.
Right.
You know, that's
Absolutely.
The fruit. So, yeah,
yeah,
like,
contagious.
Just speak. We have, like, oh, my gosh,
yeah.
I wish we had a lot more time.
I know.
But, like, speak about that for the next speak into that, you know, of even how choosing virtue in your own life versus choosing vice has led you to experience freedom.
Yeah, absolutely. What I really want to say is freedom is so needed mm. nowadays, especially for women,
yeah.
for young girls. I mean, nothing breaks my heart more than to see a girl needing to find her identity on social media
mm-hmm.
or needing to look just like everybody else. And freedom is completely detaching yourself from this world.
Mm.
That is where we find true freedom, is completely forgetting ourselves in order to glorify the Lord
yeah.
and allowing him to move us the way that he's calling us to move. And so in choosing virtue, I mean, the fruits of the Holy Spirit, there's so much there. I mean, when you're living in freedom, that's the fruits of the Holy Spirit.
Surely.
Generosity, self-control. I mean, self-control has been huge in my freedom journey, not choosing what I want to choose, but allowing the
mm-hmm.
Lord to actually choose for me and control it, and not controlling things,
mm-hmm.
but allowing the Lord to control
that's good.
Everything in
that's
my
really
life.
That's really good.
Yeah.
That's so good. We have a very, very short amount of time left, so we're going to have to say goodbye. Maybe, just maybe, on the commercial break, I can convince Faith to stay with me for 13 more minutes. But we'll have to see. I'll have to pray for that. So maybe
Amen.
We'll see you again tomorrow, folks. God bless. Join us again tomorrow as we continue on with these pillars of Be Love Revolution. God bless.
Burning Hearts is hosted by Rachel Herbeck, the Director of Young Adult Discipleship for Renewal Ministries. Each program can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and at RenewalMinistries.net. Burning Hearts is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Throughout the scriptures, Jesus' teaching on the conditions for salvation are consistent, urgent, and often very challenging. Friends, I'd like to offer you my friend Pete Burek's new booklet, What Must I Do to Be Saved? This booklet unpacks several gospel passages to help us find and stay on the narrow way. To get your free copy, call 1-800-282-4789 or visit renewalministries.net/burninghearts. That's renewalministries.net/burninghearts.